The new CIA director is not waiting for intelligence reform laws to make a lot of changes. Porter Goss promised to shake up the Central Intelligence Agency. And in the past week, four senior CIA officials have announced their resignations, with more expected to follow. Now, some CIA veterans are asking if the personnel changes will do more harm than good. Here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
In his Senate confirmation hearing in September, Porter Goss laid out what he thought was wrong with the CIA. Too many people afraid of taking risks. In his CIA, he said he would push for a more aggressive approach.
I believe that the message is out there, nice spies is not the formula right now. But I don't believe there's a full confidence in those words yet. What will I do? I will try and put confidence behind those words for our operators. I will give them more leash. And frankly, if I am confirmed, I'll probably be up here explaining to you, hopefully in closed session, about why something went wrong.
Goss's defenders say the reports of bloodletting emerging from the CIA simply reflect the new chief making good on his word, and that dissidents need to stop complaining and get with the program. But CIA veterans say there are broader issues at stake. They say the CIA's two biggest priorities should be cracking down on Al-Qaeda-linked terrorism and penetrating rogue states with nuclear ambitions, namely Iran and North Korea. And these former officials are skeptical the current changes will help accomplish either goal. Donald Gregg, a CIA operative for 31 years, says he sees an agency in danger of making the same mistakes all over again. Gregg visited North Korea in August and met with civilian and military leaders.
They said, "We've observed you go to war against Iraq on the basis of faulty intelligence, and you're doing the same thing with us."
The North Koreans told Gregg the U.S. is fundamentally misinformed about its nuclear activities, including the nature of the regime's contacts with Pakistan's chief nuclear engineer, A.Q. Khan. Gregg has intimate knowledge of the intelligence challenge posed by North Korea. As a spy, he tried repeatedly and failed repeatedly to penetrate the regime. In later years, he served as ambassador to Seoul. Gregg says the problem in North Korea is the same as it was in Iraq: lack of spies on the ground.
In terms of our measurement of their military capacity, the number of artillery tubes, of the status of their flying hours for their pilots, we're pretty good on that. Where we're lacking is what's going on in the mind of Kim Jong-il and the people around him, and that's where we've always been ignorant, because satellites and all the technical means don't take you inside men's heads.
Gregg concedes there are no easy fixes. In fact, he calls North Korea the longest-running failure in the history of American espionage, and he doubts Porter Goss's reform agenda will have much impact. But other former intelligence officials say it will, and for the worse. Five officials, all speaking on condition they not be named, expressed deep dismay at the departure this week of the top leader of the CIA's clandestine service. Nor are they thrilled with the man selected on Monday to replace him. This is the current head of the agency's counterterrorism center. We can't name him because he's undercover. In a statement, Porter Goss praised the man's, quote, "long history of strong performance in senior management positions." But one retired official from the clandestine service tells NPR he's a wonderful guy, but you wouldn't follow him up a hill. One of the few intelligence insiders who would discuss on tape the current upheavals is Milton Bearden. He was CIA station chief in Pakistan, and he sees one positive side to the current upheaval, that it will reinvigorate debate about sweeping structural changes. Bearden, for example, thinks it's worth revisiting a proposal from the summer to break up the CIA and spin the clandestine service out on its own.
What we've seen this week is, in fact, a major shootout, and that may prompt people to say, you know, we may have to look back at that. I mean, the unthinkable of, you know, just a few short months ago is eminently thinkable today.
In an internal email sent to his staff on Monday, Porter Goss signaled he's not done yet. Goss wrote, "In the days and weeks ahead, I will announce a series of changes involving procedures, organization, personnel, and areas of focus for our action." Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.